Search teams in Sitka are racing the clock this afternoon as they work to find the third victim of Tuesday's landslide before a new storm arrives tonight. The National Weather Service is forecasting heavy rain and wind in Sitka this weekend. Officials say the weather will make it unsafe for work crews, as more rain could cause more slides. Meanwhile, officials today released the names of the two landslide victims whose bodies were recovered on Wednesday and Thursday. They were identified as brothers Elmer and Ulysses Diaz, who were working on the house on Kramer Avenue that was destroyed in Tuesday's landslide. Teams are still searching for the third missing man, William Stortz, Sitka's building official. Deputy Fire Chief Al Stevens, who's running the recovery work, says recovery teams have a very small window in which to finish their work, and it's rapidly closing.
My full intention as the incident commander is that I intend to pull all crews out approximately 8 o'clock tonight. If it rains, if the rains come sooner, I'm going to pull them out sooner. We're going to pull all equipment, all crews out, obviously for safety reasons.
Stevens says he expects to halt all work through the weekend until his team can reassess weather conditions. Trained dogs working with the Juneau-based search team Sea Dogs had called attention to a site on Thursday where officials hoped to find William Stortz. But Stevens says that as of this afternoon, dogs had also indicated several other sites, and crews are working on all of them.
As you can imagine, you know, this is a rather deep, with mud, water, logs, and you don't just come in and scoop a big chunk out and call it good. You have to methodically and meticulously pull one piece out at a time. And we have spotters in there that have to look at what's happening. And this is why it's taken so long.
The National Weather Service is predicting up to 3 inches of rain in the next 36 to 48 hours, but that's still significantly less intense than the storm on Tuesday, which is estimated to have dropped more than 2.5 inches in just 6 hours at sea level. Much more rain likely fell higher up the mountain where the slide started.